I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dejanovic.
Following a developing story all morning long out of Washington, D.C., the ouster of Republican Representative number 3 in House leadership, Liz Cheney, happened early this morning. It actually happened during Utah's morning news. We just heard from former U.S. Representative for the state of Utah, Republican Enid Green Mickelson. She did not mince words at all. She said it was disgusting that Liz Cheney had been ousted. So we've been trying to track down, Dave, the vote, because it happened behind closed doors. And we wanted to know specifically how Utah's delegation voted. Here's what we know so far. Representative Blake Moore voted to keep Liz Cheney in her leadership position. Representative John Curtis voted to oust her, which shocked me. I don't know why. I'm hoping he'll answer to the why when he joins Boyd Matheson this afternoon at 2:30.
This is really fascinating because of the four Republicans in the House from Utah, John Curtis is generally considered to be the most moderate of the four. So to hear that Blake Moore, who represents probably the most conservative district in all of Utah, which is the first district, vote against the ouster of Liz Cheney, Representative Cheney. But then to hear that John Curtis, who's the most moderate, voted to oust her, that is fascinating to me.
We just got breaking news from the newsroom. Just walked in with this handwritten note to me. Justin, Representative Chris Stewart, also voting to oust Representative Liz Cheney. We have put a request into Blake Moore, who voted to keep her. Representative Blake Moore, also Representative Curtis, who we now have learned is joining Boyd Matheson. We will now be reaching out to Representative Chris Stewart to why he voted to oust Representative Cheney.
Now, that vote doesn't surprise me. As much as the John Curtis vote surprised me, Representative Stewart voting to oust Liz Cheney, we know that he's been a great supporter of President Trump.
I was going to say that, Dave. You took the words right out of my mouth. Every time he comes on the air, it is though he's a cheerleader for President Trump. I still want to hear from him in his own words why he made the decision to oust her.
Now, GOP lawmakers, I was reading this in a report from the AP News, but they said the Cheney's offense was not speaking against or having this opinion against President Trump. It was the fact that she persistently brought it to the public's attention. She kept talking about it over and over, and the GOP leadership really wanted to have this unity going into the 2022, the midterm elections. They wanted this unity, and Representative Cheney just kept banging the drum and speaking against the president.
Former representative from the state of Utah, Enid Green Mickelson, as I said, joining us moments ago, called the ouster of Liz Cheney, well, disgusting.
Well, I'm disgusted, to put it very simply. I don't agree with everything Liz Cheney says or does, but for Kevin McCarthy to call for her ouster and in the same breath call for party unity is the highest of hypocrisy.
The highest of hypocrisy. And in a moment and a time when the GOP is trying to allow for more space, more ideas, to bring more people into the party that maybe, you know, branch off a little bit from the standard talking points. This is a terrible message to send, that you stray just a little bit or even a lot and you're out.
Just getting word that Representative Blake Moore will not be calling into our show, Dave, because he's walking into a committee hearing right now, so he's not available to speak to us and our listeners about his decision to keep Representative Liz Cheney in place in her leadership role. The other two voting against, you may be wondering, or to oust her, Don Curtis and also Chris Stewart voting to oust her. Representative Burgess Owens was not there for the behind closed doors vote today because he was attending a funeral. And so, we, of course, the newsroom continuing to pursue that story as we speak, Dave. And Boyd Matheson will have Representative John Curtis live. I'll be tuned in at 2:30 this afternoon.
Yeah, it's an important conversation. Now, Boyd was talking about the behind-the-scenes vote, you know, the secret vote, as you call it, Debbie. And Boyd said that doesn't bother him too much because this really is the internal politicking of the GOP, right? So you're kind of moving pieces around, and you can make your own decisions. This isn't laws being made. This isn't passing things behind closed doors. This is saying, who do we want to lead us?
Straight ahead, let's switch up the conversation. Unless, of course, there's more breaking news out of Washington, D.C., you can be sure you'll hear it here first right here on KSL News Radio.
Well, I think we're waiting for Burgess Owens. We've heard from everybody.
Well, he was at a funeral.
But he's at a funeral. So if you're wondering why Burgess Owens, who is the most pro-Trump supporter in the state, at least as far as our delegation goes, he's been very, very vocal about that. If you're wondering why he hasn't commented on it, was what you said, Debbie, is he's at a funeral right now.
So straight ahead, let's switch up the conversation. Take a breath for a moment. And I don't know, maybe this will get, I know this will get us fired up. We're going to talk about the hybrid workplace that we've all come to know and some of us love. It may not last. We're going to tell you why straight ahead.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.